This is 107.3 WDBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Here at Catholic Central High School, it's 32-30. Cougars on top of Allendale as we wind into the game's final quarter. Catholic Central will start with the basketball after getting a big free throw and an even bigger block by Marcus Bingham as time expired in the third quarter. Devin Boyd has it. He goes down the lane. He was shoved in the act, I believe. It's going to be a foul on the Falcons. That'll send Boyd to the free throw line, but it was Marcus Bingham right there who ensured that this game would not be tied going into quarter number four, that big block.
Yeah, I think Courtier should have pulled up earlier. He kind of stumbled and lost his balance, but by doing that, it allowed Bingham to get down court to get the big block.
It makes you wonder, had he hit the shot, if it would have been too late. Inbound pass goes to Austin Braun. A little bit of contact. Braun weaves down the lane, tried to whip it back out, and he does. Then throwing it out court and the length of the court, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Allendale. It'll be Catholic Central basketball. Boy, these two teams are playing some superb defense.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, you love the hustle. You love the hustle that you saw Braun getting down the floor, not letting Courtier just get an easy bucket.
Catholic Central basketball, they'll walk it across half court. Would have been interesting because if Allendale doesn't make it a point to go after the basketball in that save attempt, had it may have been over and back. I don't think anybody in Allendale's team had touched it. Bingham gets fouled as he goes towards the basket. Or did he use an off arm?
No, he dribbled out of bounds.
Oh, they said he was out of bounds. Had a basketball on the line. So there's a turnover by the Cougars. And now Allendale with a chance to tie it up or perhaps take their first lead of the game. Couturier walks it across half court. Now he gets an open lane. To the basket he goes. Shot goes up, shot goes down, and we are tied. 32 all. Drew Couturier quickly the other way. Here come the Cougars. Shots up, no good. Left-handed layup a little bit too strong. Rebound by the Falcons. Now they have the chance to take the lead. Hunter Greer gives it up. In the hands of Mason Vredeveld to Umlor for three. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Catholic Central. Here comes Braun with it now. Devin Boyd, the ball handler. Boy, down the lane goes Austin Braun. He flips up a right-handed layup from the opposite side. It's no good. Rebounded by Umlor. All of a sudden, the tempo really picking up. And now Allendale's going to slow it down.
Yeah, and I think both possessions, neither team's taking a good look.
Here's Couturier for three. That one's no good. Trying to save it was Vredeveld, but it goes out of bounds. Cougar ball, 6:12 to go in the game.
You know, Austin Braun's only a sophomore, you know, and I think his last two possessions kind of showed that immaturity to the level of varsity. You know, in a tight game, we don't need you to force it in and, you know, especially if you got an easy left-hand layup, that's one thing. But when you're having to throw it over your shoulder or look backwards onto it, that's probably not a good possession in this tight game.
Braun has the basketball in his hands. They wing it around the top. Jalen Mayfield's got it. A little bit of a pump fake, trying to get himself into the lane. Sends it back out. Marcus Bingham's open. He goes for three and hits it. Marcus Bingham with a three to break the tie. Make it 35-32. Cougars with 5:47 to go. We've got a full timeout on the court in the fourth quarter. It's Cougars 35, Falcons 32 on 107.3 WBBL.
Hey, this is Jamie Westmarter from the Keeping Your Money Show, and if you are not listening to us every Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on BBL, you are missing out on the longest-running financial program right here in West Michigan. Tune in every Saturday at 9 a.m. to the Keeping Your Money Show right here on 107.3 WBBL.
Registered representatives offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Financial advisors offer advisory services through Securities America Advisors, Inc. Forest Hills Financial, Inc., and Securities America are separate entities.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now back to the action.
Welcome back to Catholic Central High School, 35-32. Cougars on top. We've had a defensive game, and Marcus, as we were just talking about during the timeout, Allendale's had their work cut out for them, not only against the Giants that are this Cougars front line, but maybe a few of the outside forces as well.
Yeah, they probably have not gotten some favorable calls. Definitely two goaltendings, which would be 4 points on that. You and I were discussing. The funny thing is I thought it in my head, but you said it a lot, you know, to me. hey, I thought his foot was on the line, and so did I, because I immediately, when his shot went up, I immediately looked at the official, and he raised his hand up, signifying the three-point shot.
Allendale basketball. They trail it by three. Trying to get it inside is Ryan Emlander. They give it over to Hunter Greer. Around a screen from Vredeveld. To the corner it goes. Ball's in the hands of Emlander. Now Greer with it. Double team being attempted now on Hunter Greer. Nearly got it poked away. Down the lane he goes. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Catholic Central. Believe a hand on it by Bingham. And now going the other way are the Cougars. Boy, Mayfield hit the floor hard. Here's a three-point attempt by Brown. No good. Polakovic goes down under the basket. No call. Here comes Allendale. They're letting them play here. Ball's to the corner. Pump fake. They get rid of the basketball. Mason Vredeveld. Now Umlor. Hunter Greer's open. He's got a look at three. He'll take it. No good. Rebounded by Allendale. They get it over to Hunter Greer again. This is tough hustle and heart by the Falcons to keep this possession.
Yeah, you got to love the heart that the Falcons have shown out here.
Drew Couturier's got it at the top, trying to set up some offense. It's a three-point game. His team trails at 35-32 to Catholic Central. Ball goes down low. Nate Umlor's got it. Couple of steps. Shots up. And now, hold on. Do we have a goaltending?
They finally got the goaltending.
They called it very late. And I think that was after the Falcon bench nearly exploded to our right.
Yeah. If they didn't get that goaltending, Coach Monderman was going to go. He was going to get teed up.
Catholic Central would get the basketball. It's a one-point game. So give the basket to, I believe that was Umlor.
It was Umlor. And what it is that time he never got ball. But he slapped the backboard. Mm. And you can't slap the backboard, which basically causes an error in the shot.
So Catholic Central now nursing a one-point lead. A little bit of tension in the crowd behind us. Down the lane, and Michael Brown's called for a walk. I remember a shot that he took in the first half, and they didn't call a walk on Michael Brown. And this time, they do get Brown for the walk. So Allendale will get the basketball. Nate Umlor actually had to take a moment with one of the referees. I believe that was Doug Buzon talking to him a bit. Not exactly sure the nature of that conversation, but tempers are high right now. Basketball in the hands of Allendale. Now we've got a timeout that's going to be called by Joe Moderman. 3:52 to go, fourth quarter. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one with them. One-point lead for the Cougars on 107.3 WBBL.
So what's your New Year's resolution going to be this year? Losing weight? Being more active or more organized? Well, here's a resolution that's easy to keep. Committing to test or retest your home for radon. January has been designated Radon Action Month in Michigan to remind you to keep your home and family safe and healthy this year. Testing is easy, and it could save your life. Visit DEQRadon.com or call 800-RADON-GAS to get information on how to test. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Welcome back, everybody. Here at Grand Rapids Catholic Central tonight. It is 35-34 Cougars. Quick turnaround for the Cougars. They've got a game tomorrow. Grand Rapids Christian tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's about as quick as it gets.
Bingham and Mayfield and Flakovich are going to find out. That's one of the games. They may be the tallest, but not the biggest guys in the gymnasium that day.
That's for absolute certain.
And James Beck and Bingham played together when Bingham was a freshman and Beck was a sophomore. So they're familiar with each other. And I'm sure Polakovic and some of these guys have played some AAU basketball. So they're familiar with Dwayne Washington and Xavier Tillman. So, you know, it may be an interesting game, you know, to come watch.
Ball goes in. Allendale with the basketball. 3:50 to go in regulation. 35-34 Cougars on top. Ball's at the top in the hands of Brock Bardwell. Now they send it to the corner. Hunter Greer getting it. Boy, they're going after him very physically. Michael Brown slapping his hands together. I'm not an expert, Marcus, but it seems like they don't want the ball in the hands of Hunter Greer.
Yeah. They're playing. I mean, wherever he goes, they're following him.
Couturier has it at the top. trying to find Hunter Greer, but Michael Brown, the wide receiver, has been essentially covering him like a cornerback. 3:15 to go. Couturier gets rid of it. Finally finds Hunter Greer with it at the top. Mike Brown guarding him there. Sends it over to Couturier. I think they're content with letting anybody on this court beat them, Catholic Central, that's not named Hunter Greer. Couturier gets rid of it. Umlor with the basketball. Now to Bardwell. Through a screen, Hunter Greer finally with the basketball in his hands. Very good spot-up shooter. Haven't seen him have a chance to create much of his own shot yet. Gets rid of the basketball after a couple of dribbles. Nate Umlor gives it out to Couturier. Boy, they've had the basketball, Marcus, for a minute and a half.
Yeah, and I've seen Allendale do this before, go into this, you know, full delay. And this isn't something you just draw it up during a timeout. You practice this.
Couturier's got it. Now runs around a screen, and now we got a five-second violation called on Allendale. I guess that's one of the risks you take when you take that long delay.
The thing is that the guy has to be engaged with this guy to start that thing. Once he becomes unengaged or the guy moves and it becomes unengaged, that stops that five-second call. Once again, I don't mean to go against the official. I don't agree with that call.
In a one-point game with under three to go, five-second violation, the call. Interesting. Jalen Mayfield has the basketball for Catholic Central, goes down the lane, briefly got it poked away, gathers it, shots up, and good! Jalen Mayfield with a tough take to the rim. It's 37-34 Cougars. Here's Hunter Greer with the basketball. To the elbow he goes, sends it back out. Couturier with it. Down low, Umler's got it. To the basket he goes, shot is up, no good, but a foul. And Nate Umlor, who has hit only one of his six attempted free throws tonight, will go to the line with under 2 minutes to go with a couple of big free throws on his docket.
But Polakovic has got four fouls.
Ooh, that's on Jake Polakovic. And if somehow, some way, Allendale's able to get this game into overtime, that could loom very large. Umlor's free throw is no good. He's now 1-for-7. Slaps his hands together and rubs them against one another. As he waits for the return feed from the head referee, Doug Buzon. He's got it. Next free throw, no good. And it's rebounded by the Cougars. Big chance for Catholic Central. Moving it across the timeline is Jalen Mayfield.
You can see it's in his head. I mean, his form has changed. Like I said, when the head gets involved, it's never pretty.
1-for-8 now as the ball goes down low to Bingham and a foul underneath. This will be on Allendale. Ryan Emlander is going to get the foul. Is that his fourth or is he done?
That's his fourth.
That is number four on Emlander. He has been in foul trouble really since the jump. So foul number four. Going to get a couple of substitutions for Catholic Central. Mike Brown will come in, as will Austin Braun. So Bingham's going to get a couple of free throws here. He might just get the one and one.
No, it's not even a shooting situation.
I was a little surprised to see Bingham on the free throw line, and now they're going to take him off. From the looks of it, they're going to take away the free throws for Bingham and going to give the ball to the Cougars under the basket.
Yeah. And that's the correct call.
That's exactly what they're going to do, and that's got the Allendale fans excited.
And Coach Merriman can't argue that point because there's no point in time that Bingham was even looking to shoot. He had his back to the basket, and he just caught the ball.
Michael Brown, he will inbound it. Goes to the corner. Jalen Mayfield's open for three. No good. Rebound is kicked out and controlled by Catholic Central with 90 seconds to go. Now, if you're Catholic Central, maybe you take a page out of Allendale's book and hold the basketball as long as you can. Mike Brown's got it. Now the ball goes out of bounds as they try to get it over to Austin Braun, but it was poked out by Allendale. Catholic Central will keep it. Minute 18 seconds to go. Devin Boyd, the sophomore, will check in. Jalen Mayfield will take a seat for the Cougars. Mike Brown will inbound it, gets it to Austin Braun as they send it into the backcourt. And now we've got a foul as Braun and Hunter Greer got a little bit physical across the timeline. So a foul on Hunter Greer. That's foul number three on Greer. Austin Braun will get a couple of free throw chances. Jalen Mayfield will check back in. Devin Boyd will take a seat. Minute 14 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, Cougars lead at 37-34 over the Allendale Falcons. Dan Hasty alongside Marcus Bradman. Here's the free throw from Braun. In and out, no good, but it's rebounded by Marcus Bingham. Cougars were able to corral the rebound, and then Bingham throws it away. Couturier with the steal. Down the lane he goes. Shot goes up. Shot goes down. And Allendale makes it happen with a big play on defense. As they've done all night, they make it a one-point game.
Well, I was going to say, that's a big free throw for the sophomore going to the line there. You know, yes, we're eight games or nine games into it now, but, you know, you get a little tight. Yeah, once again, you start thinking about it.
We got a timeout on the court. 37-36 our score. I can't remember the last time I've seen a game in a fourth quarter with a 37-36 score, but it just goes to show you the caliber of basketball we're seeing. Every basket is so hard to come by. And Allendale, if memory serves, even though they've been in this game, they've not had a lead at any point in this game.
I think they might have won, and it was a one-point lead. But, yeah, it's, you know.
Allendale, it was very short-lived if they did.
Right. Allendale has a tendency to keep it a little lower. A lot of their games are in the 50s, you know, average. You know, Catholic Central's well below. They've been, you know, one game in the 70s, but, you know, a lot of them have been in the upper 60s, so they're well below their average.
Catholic Central gets the basketball. The ball is inbounded to the point guard, Austin Braun. Minute to go in regulation. It's a one-point game. Hunter Greer working hard on defense as they get the ball across half court. Emlander, Umlor, Couturier also out there on the court. Ball's in the hands of Devin Boyd. 44 seconds to go. They're playing keep away. When does Allendale decide to commit a foul? That's the question now. And now, I believe we've got a timeout taken by Catholic Central. TJ Meerman's going to take a second. And maybe if for nothing else, Marcus, if he doesn't already have them on the court, maybe this is the chance to get his best free throw shooters out there.
Well, correct. But it's also, hey, understanding the situation, guys. We're up one. We don't need to go get a shot. Number two, be strong with the basketball. You know, oftentimes you see in these situations, the other opposing team is a little more aggressive and they get that poke away on that. So you got to be strong. So even when you catch it, make sure you've got two hands in the ball. If you don't get the 5-second call that happened here, because obviously these officials already shown that they have no problem calling the 5-second call there. So you've got to have these conversations with your kids. Now, at a certain point, you know, the assistant probably for Allendale is probably stepping in saying, okay, hey, here's the situation. Here's the kids that is not shot well. I would look at the two young kids, Braun for sure, and the kid that was just brought up to the varsity.
Devin Boyd.
Devin Boyd, you know, potentially put that pressure on them. You know, the guy I would not foul, Polakovic. Polakovic is perfect at the line. So you got to have that conversation to make sure that you're not fouling him.
He is out there alongside Bingham, Braun, Brown, Boyd, and Polakovic. Those are the five for Catholic Central. 37.2 seconds to go in regulation. Ball is inbounded. Bingham skies to get it. And now the ball in the hands of Michael Brown. 30 seconds to go. They don't have to shoot. So the question is, Allendale, when are they going to decide to foul? And now,
hey,
5-second call. Whoa! Catholic Central with a huge turnover. And Allendale with a chance to get the lead. How do you like that?
You know what? And Coach Merriman just kind of shrugged his shoulder because I think he also knows that he got it on the other side there. You know, the assistant coach is saying he wasn't counting. He was counting the entire time on that.
Could you imagine? Now Allendale gets it.
Official that made that call.
Drew Couturier's got it across half court. Ball's in the hands now as he gives it away to Hunter Greer. 13 seconds to go. Clock is ticking. Vredevel with it to Hunter Greer. He's double-teamed. And now we've got a timeout being taken by Allendale with 6.7 seconds to go. Marcus, what do you think about that timeout being so late end of the clock?
I love the timeout, and here's why. Hunter Greer, he's a playmaker. I understand that. But in that circumstance, I'd rather have the ball in Couturier's or someone else's hand, run him off, you know, in the movie Hoosiers, a picket fence or something, you know, run him through two of your big guys, split that defense there. Now, Because here's the situation. If you run him in that, they call it the picket fence, in essence, there, and I'm drawing to kind of design.
You got the telestrator out.
He kind of goes through there. Two things. These guys close, and the elevator shoot, sometimes they call it. The elevator shuts on that. Now, if Bingham or one of the bigger guys steps out, if your guy steps out, then you flash to the bucket there. If they don't and you get open, you look for the shot. See, that's the conversation they have.
Well, one thing that we've definitely seen in this game is that Hunter Greer, while a good shooter, hasn't had a lot of success creating his own shot. So maybe running him through a screen is the way to get that shot to him in the right place.
The double doors, you know, whatever you want to call it, picket fence. But like I said, I would run him through Umler and Emlander, and it's not Emlander out there. One of the other guys, see, and right now they kind of see they've got that
there
double.
There it is. They're setting it up with Regnerus and Umler. We'll see who decides to split the gap. I got a feeling it's going to be the man wearing number 4. Here it comes, and now he can't get through that screen. Ball goes in, deflected. Regnerus has it, and now hold on. We've got another timeout called by Allendale. 5.8 seconds to go. And you know what? You'd have to think that Joe Moderman saw how that play started and said, you know what? I've got another timeout. Let's try to do it again.
Yeah.
You are whittling down time, but you do have a chance to set up the play you want.
Yeah.
Now there's really no room for error.
Correct. There's no room for error. I would still look to slip, because here's the thing is, if you saw all the defenders step to Greer.
Right, and Greer couldn't get through that double door that you were talking
now,
about.
I would put a guy in the situations over here. I would set the double doors here. I would set my guy out of safety here. Leave this wide open. Put Greer. Let him come at that defense.
Through the baseline.
Right. Put this guy in the baseline so his guy's got to guard him. If this guy, tell this guy, if Greer tries to go through and they step here, you got to slip Umler back to the basket and throw an alley-oop up to him. Because I'm telling you, if they had done that, that would have been wide open. But the problem is, the reason it wasn't is, one of their guys was on this back side there.
One thing's for sure is that Hunter Greer, he has the range to hit it from three, but they only need two. And right now everybody expects Greer to get the basketball. Let's see if they have a new plan coming out of the timeout. 5.8 seconds to go in regulation, but we'll see. This could do it. Allendale looking for an inbound. They get it to Greer. He'll spot up for an open three. No good. Rebounded by Catholic Central, and that'll do it as the Cougars hang on for a one-point win, 37-36. Catholic Central walks the tightrope tonight.
He got a great look.
He did.
He got a great look.
You can't ask for much more than that. Hunter Greer had a wide-open three-ball and could not hit it, and the Cougars end up continuing their undefeated season. They improve to 9-0. Allendale falls on a tough luck loss to 5-4. Stick around. Our post-game show brought to you by Metro Health Sports Medicine comes up next. We'll look at the final stats and break down everything that was this fantastic finish in downtown Grand Rapids tonight. It's high school basketball, 107.3 WBBL.
Yeah! You gotta look at the big to get the full effect.
Hi, it's Ron from Celebration Cinema. Two things you need to know about saving money at Celebration. One, TACO Tuesday, as in tickets are cheap on Tuesday, commission just $5. Second, the new See Rewards program. Sign up, see movies, be rewarded. New this week, XXX, The Return of Xander Cage, Split, 20th Century Woman, The Founder, and more. Celebration Cinema, where story happens.
At Celebration Cinema.
Tyson Foods has openings for full-time production assistants in Zeeland. All positions are direct hire. Tyson offers excellent benefits, including raises, medical, dental, and vision. Tyson Foods offers retirement and tuition reimbursement with shift premium and career growth. Tyson Foods should be your next career move. Go to TysonFoods.com today and apply online to start your career with Tyson Foods. That's TysonFoods.com. Apply today.
At Menards, home improvement means saving big, because right now you'll get an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices. Save energy by converting your existing recessed lighting to energy-efficient LED with a dimmable retrofit light from Fight. Only $5.78 each after 11% rebate. Stop waiting and start saving with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices. Now at Menards. Sale ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Distinctive Catering will help you plan your perfect wedding reception. Their experienced event coordinators and chefs provide impeccable service and exquisite taste. In addition to their three owned facilities in Grand Rapids, Granville, and Wyoming, they have excellent partnerships with a wide range of venues throughout West and Central Michigan. From the excitement downtown to the peaceful countryside or the splendor of the Lake Michigan shoreline wedding, they will help you plan the perfect reception. Distinctive Catering. Your event done perfectly.
Have you ever lied about gambling?
We missed you at dinner.
I know. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a meeting.
Have you ever sold anything so you'd have more money to gamble with?
Honey, have you seen my pearl earrings?
I thought you hated those.
You may have a gambling problem. Call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline today at 1-800-270-7117. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh, my. Look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes, too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
As a healthcare professional, you care for your patients. But who will care for your practice? Who will keep it healthy? And who do you refer to if it takes a turn for the worse? Just as you may consult with another healthcare specialist, so too should you seek out tax and accounting specialists to consult with regarding specific issues your practice may face. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is keeping people physically healthy, our business is helping you keep your practice financially healthy. We'll provide you with the innovative business solutions your practice needs without compromising your patient focus. Whether you're a doctor or dentist, a sole practitioner, or a multi-physician practice, before you see patients, come see us first. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
Let's head back to the court for the MetroHealth postgame show brought to you by MetroHealth Sports Medicine. Open Saturday mornings to see your athlete. Don't wait until Monday. And by Celebration Cinema and the Celebration Cinema Player of the Game. Celebration Cinema, where story happens. Once again, here's Dan Hasty and Marcus Bradman.
Final score 37-36 as Grand Rapids Catholic Central gets by the skin of their teeth as they get themselves a victory here tonight. And they do it in a dramatic fashion. Let's listen back to the highlights and everything that made this one-point Cougars victory. To the first half we go, and it was really all Cougars out of the beginning of the game. They got off to a hot start, and it was one guy, Marcus Bingham, who not only had a good first quarter, but then carried it with an emphatic play in quarter number two. Brown with a crossover move as he sends it out to the corner. Bingham a pump fake down the lane for a two-handed slam. Marcus Bingham sends it home, 17-10 Cougars. He's got the Cougar fans going crazy. And he would carry that momentum into half number two, and his team had themselves a slim lead going into the locker room, 22-18 after one half of play. But it was the Falcons who really narrowed the gap in quarter number two. They made some defensive adjustments. They started to play with Catholic Central a little bit better after the first quarter. And then in quarter number three, they were able to make it an even Steven ball game again, courtesy of their point guard, Drew Couturier. Couturier walks it across half court. Now he gets an open lane. To the basket he goes. Shot goes up, shot goes down, and we are tied. 32-all, Drew Couturier. Able to make it a 32-32 game. And in that game, Allendale did not have, really, they played from behind the entire night tonight, but that was one of the few times in which they had gotten themselves into a spot where they had a tie game. And it wasn't really that long until it was Catholic Central who was able to answer back. Here's how they did it. After that 32-32 tie score, didn't take long for Jalen Mayfield, the standout football player who doubles as a big man on the basketball team to help give the Cougars a lead. Jalen Mayfield has the basketball for Catholic Central. Goes down the lane, briefly got it poked away, gathers it, shots up, and good! Jalen Mayfield with a tough take to the rim. It's 37-34 Cougars. That was a big basket for the Cougars because that was the last one that they would get throughout the remainder of the game. After a two for Couturier to make it 37-36, Allendale ended up getting an advantage. They had a five-second call that went their way. It was called on Catholic Central with about 15 seconds to go, giving the basketball to Allendale. After a pair of timeouts were taken by Joe Moderman and the Falcons, they finally got the open look they were looking for in the final seconds. Allendale looking for an inbound. They get it to Greer. He'll spot up for an open three. No good. Rebounded by Catholic Central, and that'll do it as the Cougars hang on for a one-point win, 37-36. Catholic Central walks the tightrope tonight. It was an exciting finish right there to see that one come down to the very last shot. Hunter Greer, you could see visibly upset after missing a wide open look. He doesn't miss too many of those, and he misses that one, and that's how this game comes to an end. 37-36, our final score. Marcus, in this one, I mean, a lot of interesting things to take away from this. Both of these teams deserve to win tonight.
Yeah, they both did, and I think with Hunter Greer, what happened to him a little bit is that, you know, I call him the Energized Bunny, but, you know, he had to work awful hard to get an open shot, to get looks. That takes your legs away. Plus, when you're working that hard, you have a tendency to be a little quick. And sometimes, you know, when I would tell my players, hey, speed that guy up just a little bit. By speeding someone up just a little bit, you kind of put him in an uncomfortable situation there. And I think that's what happened with Hunter Greer. And give credit to the Cougars by just kind of speeding up a little bit. Not, you know, they tried to create things, you know, the one time he really kind of got his feet set, was able to, you know, not take the breath, but kind of just settle himself, he knocked it down. The rest of the time, he just really was, you know, and it's funny, it's not even a half a second. It's like an eighth of a second that they just had him off his game a little bit there, you know, and like I said, and he had to work hard. He, you know, he only finished the game with nine, well off his 24-point average, but I'm telling you what, he worked like a dog to get those 9 points there. And actually,
2 for 11 from the field today.
Yeah, and he was 4 for 4 from the line. So when you take that, take those 4 points off, he really worked hard to get the 5 points on that night. You know, he had a 1 2-pointer and a 3-pointer there, and that was it for him. Nate Umler also working hard, had 11 points there. I think they should have went to him earlier. You know, in the second half, he seemed to be a lot more aggressive on the block there. And a factor in the situation there. Couturier, you know, the compliment to Greer, he finished the game with 13 points. And when you look at that, yeah, I know you keep looking at it. They only had three guys getting the books.
That's right.
For them.
Wow.
You know, they only scored 36 points, but it's also tough to win a game when you only get three guys getting in the books.
On the other side, it was a pretty good game for a couple of the guys on that Catholic Central side. Obviously, we said the name Marcus Bingham a whole lot tonight. How did he end up?
Yeah, he finished with 11 points. He was 4-7 for the field. He was 1-for-1 for the three-point area. You know, a little bit of improvement. He was only 50% for the free throw line. He was 2-for-4. You know, and that's at one time they got the turnover, but I thought they should have forced him to go to the line. Allendale did that. You got Braun, the sophomore. He finished the game with 8 points. He was 3-for-6. There was a little stretch there that I thought the excitement of the game kind of caught up with him a little bit. He kind of forced a couple shots, you know, on that, like I said, not knowing his game a little bit. But like I said, when the game's that tight, I don't necessarily want my point guard going into the traffic and kind of throwing some crazy left-handed shot over your head there. Brown started out strong, you know, but kind of phased off a little bit. You know, he had to work hard. You know, his job was to guard Hunter Greer, which was a task within itself. He finished with 7 points. Plakovich, you know, he was averaging a double-double. He was averaging about 19 points, 13 rebounds. He's well below that offside. excuse me. A lot of that, he only finished the game with 7 points. Did have some foul trouble. Mayfield had 4, but, you know, 2 of his points were big points, you know, when he knocked that 2-pointer down, you know, later in the fourth quarter.
All right, well, you think about this because we've got that player of the game coming up in just a little bit. So I want to hear who you've got for that in just a couple of moments. But we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to take a look at our Celebration Cinema Player of the Game and then get you set for what's on tap a week from tonight when we come back to you with another edition of iSchool Basketball. As we wrap up our post-game show brought to you by Metro Health Sports Medicine, open Saturday mornings to see your athlete. Don't wait until Monday. Stick around. 37-36, Cougars win it in the game that we just covered, and we will wrap up right after this right here on 107.3 WBBL.
Earlier on the Eric Zane
the
Show.
Of Warren, Michigan, my hometown is in trouble after racist and idiot comments were heard from him. Mayor Jim Fouts is a jerk. Amazingly, my dad once punched that guy in the face.
He's telling the police officer, look what he did to me.
Okay.
The windshield and all that. So the cop come in, he says, you got a way to get home? I says, yeah, I got my vehicle. He says, you're not getting in your vehicle. Call somebody to pick you up. You're not going to drive.
Okay.
And then, so I called Joanne.
Right.
And Joanne came, and then the guy released me, let me go out. I told you, I said, Joanne, just get in your car and go home, and I'll drive home myself. No, you don't. Well, I did.
Well, you did.
The Eric Zane Show, morning 6 till 10 on 107.3 WBBL.
Rebound, Catholic Central, taken away by Greer, and a huge block by Bingham. Now they get the basketball back, and Bingham blocks Hunter Greer a second time and sends it out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Said the name Marcus Bingham a whole lot in tonight's game. He had at least four blocks in this game that came in pairs on two different possessions. Marcus Bingham, just the tallest guy out there, and he's 6'9", and that's not a misprint. By the way, high school basketball 107.3 is courtesy of our friends at J&H Family Stores, fueling West Michigan since 1969 by Weller Self-Serve Auto Parts, 2525 Chicago Drive in Grand Rapids, and by O'Connor Shoes, selling quality comfort shoes and work boots for over 50 years in downtown Greenfield. Right now, the ladies are getting ready for their game. That's coming up in just a couple of moments. That's what you hear in the background as they warm up on the court in front of us. Now time for our Celebration Cinema Player of the Game. Celebration Cinema, where story happens. Who was the story tonight?
Well, one thing I say, the nice thing about that is, with the girls' game foul, they're not going to unplug us, okay?
That's fortunate.
Yeah, the scoreboard, they got to do another game, so they're not going to plug us. So, you know, that's why we're still alive and going.
That's right.
There. No one's trying to run us out of the gym.
Small victories, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's several plays you can look at. Fiondale, you can look at Cordier. I thought he had a great game for those guys. You know, Umler, I thought, you know, good, you know, where he was, you know, kind of hurt his team and let his team down, really more than Greer did. He was only 1-for-8 from the free throw line. Just think, if he could even cut that in half, what a difference that would make in this game. You got Braun, you know, who did a nice job. He's a sophomore there. Braun, I thought, did a good job. But I got to go to Bingham, and not so much for his offensive end there, really because his defense. He was a factor there. I think he got away with a couple goaltendings on the night there. But, you know, even – and that's what I think. If I was coaching him, I'd say, hey, you don't have to go for the big swing all the time. You don't have to slap the backboard. He was fortunate to get away with this. You know, we say 6'9". But I would say his wingspan is probably over 7 foot. You know, he may be more than one of the 7'1", 7'2 wingspans. Just get your arms up. By getting with the arms up with a 7'2 wingspan and having the jump ability that he has, that creates a lot of just interference of trying to create a shot on that. So with that, I make Marcus Bingham, you know, because we share the first name. And that's just a natural,
that was
right?
The main reason, right, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got Marcus Bingham as our Celebration Cinema Player of the Game.
Well, congratulations to Marcus. And on a night where defense was number one on the menu, makes sense that Marcus Bingham, really recognizing for his defense tonight, gets named our Celebration Cinema Player of the Game. Well, congratulations to Catholic Central. They continue their undefeated streak. They're now 9-0 after a 37-36 victory over Allendale tonight. Well, that'll wrap things up here from downtown Grand Rapids at Catholic Central High School. Our thanks to all the good people who made this broadcast possible. Make sure you catch us a week from pretty much right now, 7 o'clock Friday, January 27th. We'll be at Calvin Christian to see Calvin Christian take on Covenant Christian. That game coming up 7 o'clock will be on the air somewhere close to 6:45 p.m. For our engineer, Andrew Murray, back in our Grand Rapids studios downtown, and for Marcus Bradman, this is Dan Hasty one more time reminding you the final score is Grand Rapids. Catholic Central hangs on for a 37-36 nail-biting victory over the Allendale Falcons. Until next Friday, so long, everybody.